When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is JL, or you may know me as Mr. President. Huge announcement, really the biggest announcement of the year, and I think that'll stand for the rest of the year. My special, which has only taken 801 days to come out, is finally out, Half Blackface. This is different than the album that came out. It is available on Amazon, Apple TV, Vimeo, especially for the international fans. Vimeo is your best option. Google Play, Microsoft, and YouTube. So go get it, please. Just get it, please. Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. It's phenomenal. It's taken basically the length of the Biden presidency to come out. So do everybody a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Get it. Enjoy it. I'm sure you will. And now let's do the show.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, J-Nog. And we are here, of course, with the president of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, Happy New Year.
Yes, just sending out a Happy New Year truth. And it's, you want to know what it is?
Of course.
It says, Happy New Year, even to the women who will eventually lie and say that I sexually assaulted them at Mar-a-Lago 2 days ago. So, okay. And truth. Happy New Year. It is a Happy New Year, to be honest. You know, the tech stuff we usually have says, Mr. President, how are you today? Well, I'll tell you how I am today, even though you didn't ask that. Obviously, we should get that old tech stuff guy back. It's a great day. It's a great year. Because 2024, we're here. It's the year we take our country back. We take it back. We make people proud again. And not in a gay way, but in a pride, like a white pride way, not in a sort of pride flag. We don't like that. No. That's not pride. That's Skittles sacrilege, we call it. That's what we call the rainbow flag, Skittles sacrilege. But, and I see you're eating. This is interesting. Obviously, new year, new disrespectful tech stuff guy. Doesn't ask me how I am, which was sort of the bare minimum that the tech stuff could do. And now you're eating a sandwich.
I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because my daughter ate half my dinner.
Well, my New Year's resolution as a tech stuff guy is to be more rude in 2024. I think I'll be more rude. Sorry. You're accomplishing it already. Absolutely disgraceful. Guess what? You get to be the first person I fire in 2024. Bye-bye. First episode, last episode. But this is the year we take our country back, and we're going to take it back strongly, and we're going to take it back with peaceful violence. Not violence, peaceful violence.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 and over and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Mr. President, I want to ask you about your New Year's Eve. Only a few stories today because I know you're very tired, got a lot planned for this year. Lots of great questions from Patreon Patriots. But I want to talk to you about New Year's. The Epi's just happened, so your buddy's in the news. And huge news with the Supreme Court. But you know, what did you do in New Year's?
The Baltics don't even know what the Epi's are. They're so cheap. But why don't you let, what are the Epi's? You said my boy. First of all, you don't call him, once again, rude.
Sir Jeffrey Epstein, the Epi's. But I said the Epi's, you figure.
Well, the ball ticklers, they have no idea what that is because all they do is get their balls tickled.
But if you've been a ball tickler, if you were been a ball tickler for life, you've heard
these
about
are low,
the Epi's.
These are low-class people, and these are low-information people. You got to spell it out for them. If they don't have a dollar to listen to a full episode, you think they're going to remember things? These are low IQ people. These are low respect people. These are low wealth people. These are sort of the lowest of the low, and we love them. We respect them greatly.
The Epi's, the award show for our yearly award show for the podcast, and it's named after Sir Jeffrey Epstein. He's in the news. But first, I wanted to ask you about your New Year's. Did you do anything? The family, did you still go out and party? I remember you used to go to all the celebrity events when you were younger. What are you up to these days? It's just parties in Mar-a-Lago.
We had a great party at Mar-a-Lago. You know, there was that I shared on X, you know, how we sneak into X, the Elon Musk site. Mm-hmm. We have our, you know, they, I don't use it from my own name, but I use it from the Making Podcast Great Again account. Mm-hmm. And I showed a picture of Roger Stone's wife, Roger Stone and Roger Stone's wife. They were at Mar-a-Lago. And her hair, and this is not even a joke, her hair was completely white. And she's a brunette.
For New Year's? That's how crazy she got during New Year's?
Let me tell you something. In Times Square, one ball drops. In Mar-a-Lago, when Roger Stone's wife is around, we had 2,024 balls. That's 1,012 gentlemen with their balls hitting her in the face. And that's how we bring in the new year at Mar-a-Lago.
It's time for the happy new year of someone's balls. They just drop in her mouth.
Just hit her in the face, drop in her mouth. You know, it's a great celebration, very Christian, very strong Christian celebration.
How's the person chosen who gets to do it for the 10, 9, 8, the countdown? How is that person chosen? Because that's got to be a special person.
No. It's not like that. It's not like we don't do the week woke countdown. Nobody likes math at Mar-a-Lago anyway. No, it's she's just surrounded by over 1,000 men who are hitting her with their balls.
How's that possible?
So it's 2,024 balls. And we actually... Kim Gargoyle, who's a very eager participant, she checks each guy to make sure like there's no one or three ball guys so that we don't have an unofficial count. And you should have seen Don Jr. He was so upset. He was like, why does Kimberly have to do it? And I said, shut up. She's seen probably more balls than that in her life. And he ran off and cried. I thought he was going to do the William H. Macy from Boogie Nights. Like, I thought he was going to see Kimberly checking all the balls and then... Yeah, if you've ever seen Boogie Nights, he reminds me of that. We call him Little Bill Jr. on New Year's Eve. But there were a lot of celebrities. Laura Trump, if you see her, she was dressed like a real whore. I actually grabbed her by the daughter-in-law pussy, the dilp. We call her the dilp.
I like that nickname.
And Eric
Was Ivanka Eric, there?
Oh, of course. Wait, what do you think? Was Ivanka there? Of course she was there.
Okay. Did Did you let Bartholomew out of his crate for New Year's?
Oh.
Barton. Melania's son. The crate
Oh,
kid.
The tall guy.
Yeah, him.
Oh, well, we do is we've treat, we do something very nice. When it's even though he'd only had 1 week in between diaper changes, we actually on New Year's Eve, as a special Transylvanian custom, we let him get an early change and cleaning.
He only changes diaper. First of all, isn't he? He's 17 years old and he still wears a diaper.
That's well. He's in the crate. There's no porta potty in the crate.
That's right. You change it once a week, though. I mean, if he's a regular,
not even this,
growing
he's
boy,
not even missing. Once every 2 weeks. It was only 1 week New Year's Eve, so we did a nice thing and let him get an early change. Yeah, start the new year fresh.
He must
and he's so
be.
stupid. This kid is so stupid. Like 2 minutes into it, he shit the diaper. So I said, "Well, you're stuck with 2 weeks. We gave you a fresh one. You could hold off for a little bit."
Don't you think that sounds a little inhumane? Changing a diaper for a human every 2 weeks. You probably need to change it probably twice a day.
You know what? Normally I don't like other cultures, but it's Transylvanian tradition, according to Melatonin.
Okay.
Now, because when she went, she was in a very prestigious whore academy in Transylvania. And until they're 18, they keep them in shitty diapers so that their assholes become sort of immune to any disease or pain. So that when you send them out, you know, it's almost like she went to sort of the Harvard or the Yale of whoring in Transylvania.
It's like the boot
Like it's a
camp,
very
like a boot
rigorous,
camp.
Well, it's like a booty camp. And they go there for a long time. And by the time they get out, you know, prospective gentlemen and clients and husbands even know that they can no longer feel pain in their butthole, which is, you know, very sort of prestigious, you know, and that's on your resume, you know, just like somebody has Harvard on their resume. Once they have, you know, Transylvanian Whore Academy, TWA, the fighting vampires, that's their mascot. When you have that on your resume, you know, strong businessmen know, okay, well, it's, you know you're getting top tier, no pain anus, they call it.
That's like
So I would agree.
Three
I would
possible
agree with
titles
you.
In two sentences.
I agree with you. It doesn't really match because he's a boy. You know, he shouldn't be doing it. You know, I would say don't do it this way. But, you know, you
right.
can't get between, you know, you have kids, right?
Just in
Tech
case.
stuff.
Well, just in case he chooses the same profession as his mother.
No, I don't think he should do it, but you have kids.